and in Great Britain. ABC's Tom Rivers is at the foreign desk in London.
The Prime Minister's office says it will only be releasing a legal position statement on the withdrawal agreement. Treasury Secretary Philip Hammond.
The clear constitutional precedent in this country is that the advice of the Attorney General to the government is private, and that has to be the case if government is going to be able to function properly.
Not good enough, say parliamentary critics here, who label the government's position undemocratic and dangerous.
Two former presidents bridging the political divide and getting together in Texas. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Former Republican President George H.W. Bush was chatting with Democratic ex-president Barack Obama at Bush's Houston home. Later, a spokesman for Bush 41 tweeted that the two had a pleasant visit and, quote, rekindled what was already a very warm friendship.
President Obama was in Houston for a speaking engagement at Rice University. Lana Zak, ABC News.
For today, we'll have decreasing clouds in the upper 30s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, some areas of freezing fog overnight in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, fog early, otherwise we'll have cloudy skies in the lower 40s. For Thursday night, mostly cloudy, upper 20s. And Friday, chance of rain showers, will see highs around the lower 40s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 23.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A northern Kansas woman who had been missing since her car became stuck in the weekend blizzard has been found deceased. Authorities say the body of 37-year-old Tanya Espa of Cawker City was found yesterday in a field near Wakanda Lake, about 3 miles from her vehicle. Sedgwick County authorities say a deputy shot and wounded a man who was firing a handgun near the Wichita Department for Children and Families yesterday afternoon. Sedgwick County Sheriff spokesperson Tim Myers said the man shot yesterday afternoon is hospitalized in serious condition. Myers said the man apparently was homeless and may have been intoxicated. Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter said it was when the man pointed his weapon at officers that he was fired upon. The Department for Children and Families building was locked down at the time as a precaution. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 6th through 8th at the River Spirit Expo. View all the latest farm equipment and services from more than 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron and test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Be sure to participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
The state of Kansas recalling hundreds of vehicle license plates on the streets containing JAP lettering in the wake of complaints that they're offensive to Japanese Americans. Vehicle owners were sent a letter yesterday asking them to return the plates to their county vehicle office within 30 days for a replacement at no cost. The Kansas Department of Revenue said there are 731 active registrations containing that random letter combination on standard license plates. A new proposal would designate Route 66, the mother road that connected Chicago to Los Angeles, as a National Historic Trail. U.S. Senators Tom Udall and Jim Inhofe recently introduced a bill that would amend the National Trails System Act in an effort to help revitalize cities and small towns that sit along the historic Route 66 corridor. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
During the holiday season, families gather around to stream Christmas movies, take family selfies, Snapchat kids singing carols, and Instagram their cookie recipes. That's all possible through your Blue Valley Wi-Fi network. Get strong signals and fast internet throughout your home. Sign up for Blue Valley Managed Wi-Fi and hand the hassles to us this holiday season. Get free installation and 3 months free. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The Nebraska State Patrol says troopers seized nearly 80 pounds of marijuana in two traffic stops on I-80 near North Platte. The patrol says the first stop occurred on the 18th of this month, netting 48 pounds of pot. The second stop took place this past Monday, when 30 pounds of marijuana was seized in a traffic stop. Five longtime friends from Lincoln have claimed their $1 million Powerball prize. The Nebraska Lottery says Douglas Murray, Felipe Osorio, Eric Cobb, Chris Hinckley, and Yevgeny Koval bought a Powerball ticket at a U-Stop convenience store in Northwest Lincoln last week before the November 21st drawing. Their winning ticket matched five numbers drawn, but no Powerball number. The jackpot for that drawing was worth $139 million. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
The following alert is from the AARP Fraud Watch Network.
Attention listeners, have you received your new Medicare card yet? Medicare is sending out new and safer cards that no longer have your Social Security number on them. But beware of callers claiming to be from Medicare who say you need to pay for your card. You need to verify your Social Security number or you have a balance on your old card and they need your banking information to transfer it to you. These are all scams. All you need to do is wait for your free card to come in the mail. To learn how to protect yourself from frauds and scams, visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
And one thing you don't want associated with your harvest this year is downtime. Did you know MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 can take care of all harvest-related equipment? Combines, tractors, grain carts, and all machinery associated with your successful harvest this year. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge also has on-the-farm emergency service. Roll your harvest worry-free with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, 800-835-0069.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nemahal County recently sold 10 tracts at a delinquent county tax sale for a total of $37,000. None of the properties sold for an amount equal to or more than the taxes owed. This was the first county tax sale since 2013. Two other tracts were pulled, with one in bankruptcy, the other redeemed when taxes were paid. Nemahal County was the sole bidder on one tract, selling for a dollar. The measure will take it from the tax rolls and avoid carrying costs. The Farm Service Agency reminds producers to review available USDA crop risk protection options, including federal crop insurance and non-insured crop disaster assistance program coverage, before the crop deadline of December 1st. Additional details at the local FSA office. Two injury accidents were reported in Marshall County. On November 8th, Michael Natz of Omaha lost control, rolled, and overturned on K-99 near Pheasant Road near Frankfort. He was transported to Community Memorial Healthcare. On November 2nd, Chad Schwinneman of Frankfort lost control after meeting another vehicle. He went into the ditch, struck a utility pole, and overturned. Schwinneman was treated half the scene by ambulance personnel. A pedestrian was injured November 8th in Washington County. Jacob Kimbrough of Washington was backing and struck a vehicle driven by Jennifer Hibbs of Haddam on Industrial Park Drive. The unidentified pedestrian was taken by private vehicle to Washington County Hospital. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County last Sunday. Matthew Hamas, age 16, of Seneca, lost control on snowpack and overturned on 120th Road west of K-63 Highway. A passenger in the vehicle was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. The Greenlee Fire Department responded to a vehicle on fire on K-9 at Wagon Train Road Saturday, November 17. The City of Marysville Water Department will be shutting down water mains at around 9 a.m. Wednesday on North 6th to repair a broken shutoff water valve. This will affect residents on North 6th from Carolina to Jenkins and possibly Calhoun from 5th to 6th Streets. Also around 10:30 Wednesday, the water department will shut off valves for the area on North 9th Street, North Street to Ann, and North Street to North 8th to North 9th. Water may be off for several hours. Please make arrangements to save some drinking water if needed. Anna Marie Husher, age 72, of Amarillo, Texas, passed away Friday. Graveside service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church Cemetery, Greenleaf. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Anna Husher. Donald E. Marquardt, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Donald Marquardt. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, taco meat, baked potato, wheat roll, broccoli with cheese, and strawberries and bananas. Tomorrow, potato soup, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, veggie plate, and grape salad. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Santa Claus has come to town. The Pony Express Partnership for Children is hosting their annual Breakfast with Santa on Saturday. Join the big guy for a free will offering breakfast of pancakes, eggs, and sausage from 8 until 10. Wear your pajamas, have your picture taken with Santa, and stroll through the Festival of Trees Wonderland. Then head out to Santa's parade at 10:30. So get your best pajamas on and join us at the Lincoln Center on Saturday from 8 to 10 for Breakfast with Santa.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, looking at the surface map, we do have a low-pressure system making its way across the upper parts of the Midwest, bringing a little bit of some rain and snow showers across the area. It looks like across the central parts of the Midwest, we do have that front moving through, but it's going to be a dry, cold front, just bringing us a little bit of some cloud cover here and there. We do have another low that's going to move into the central and upper parts of the Midwest as we head towards the end of the week and into the weekend, bringing some rain showers in some areas, a little bit of some snow. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of the day, we'll have decreasing clouds in the upper 30s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, areas of freezing fog overnight in the upper 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, some fog early, otherwise cloudy skies, warmer in the lower 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low at 27. As into Friday, cloudy skies, chance of rain showers in the afternoon, lower 40s. And Friday night into Saturday, chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late November, 49, the average low, 28. Sunset this evening, 5:01, sunrise in the morning at 7:20. 22 degrees, an overcast this morning with a light southeast wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 28th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Music is the sound of the season, and the Marshall County Community Choir is adding their voices to the joyous strains. This is Deb Logus, and I am inviting you to join me and the members of the Marshall County Community Choir for our annual Christmas Cantata Sunday, December 2nd at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church. This year, we are presenting The Promise of a King. The Evangelical United Church of Christ Bell Choir will be performing with us for an afternoon of glorious music. Transcend the hustle and bustle of a worldly holiday season and revel in the true meaning of Christmas with The Promise of a King, Sunday, December 2nd at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville.
A blowout win for the first time in over two decades. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In the Mile High City, the Nuggets rolled over the Lakers by 32 points, their largest margin of victory over L.A. since 1993. Jamal Murray provided the spark.
They get it over to Jamal Murray, three-pointer by Murray, good.
On KSPN, Denver cruises past L.A., 117-85. The Raptors overcame a 17-point second-half deficit against the Grizzlies, drilling seven threes in the fourth to beat Memphis 122-114 and maintain its best record in the NBA at 18-4. Duke's freshman trio were lights out against Indiana. Zion Williamson led all scorers with 25. R.J. Barrett had 22 before fouling out. And Cam Reddish bullied the Hoosiers late.
Reddish has a step to the hoop. Looked like he was fouled on the way in. Finished anyway. Nice reverse finish.
On the Duke Sports Network, Blue Devils won 90-69. This is ABC Sports. Controversy surrounding the Washington Redskins' decision to claim former 49ers linebacker Reuben Foster off waivers just days after being charged with misdemeanor domestic violence. Here's ESPN's Adam Schefter.
In the NFL, unfortunately, a lot of times, talent trumps trouble. And in this particular case, the Redskins deemed that the talent was worth the trouble.
22nd-ranked Wisconsin survived a scare from NC State. Ethan Happ had 19 points and 11 boards, but Demetric Trice hit the cold-blooded dagger late.
Demetric high on the right, 7 to shoot. Shot clock at 5, game clock 27. Trice against Beverly, long two in the air. Got it! Demetric Trice with a cold-blooded jumper.
On the Badgers Sports Network, Wisconsin won 79-75. A pair of ranked teams go down in dramatic fashion. 13th-ranked Virginia Tech fell to Penn State 63-62, and Louisville shocked 9th-ranked Michigan State 82-78 behind a career-high 24 points from Ryan McMahon. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tip off the high school basketball season with KNDY Live Thursday and Friday nights. Marysville hosting Axta Live Thursday. Simulcast on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. Friday night, Marysville travels to Sabetha. Bulldog coverage live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. All of our high school games streaming live on our website and our mobile app as well.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Lawmakers return to the nation's capital this week with a need to still find a path forward on the farm bill. But multiple measures, like the 2019 appropriation bills, must also be passed in the lame duck. The House is scheduled to leave on Thursday, December 13th, the Senate scheduled to adjourn Friday, December 14th, but Congress could stay in session longer if the necessary end-of-the-year business not completed by those target dates. Leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees say they hope to finish a farm bill this session, but have not shown signs of reaching a final agreement. Iowa's Chuck Grassley has hinted that the farm bill might be added to an appropriations bill so the House leadership would not have to bring it up as a separate piece of legislation. Meanwhile, Representative Colin Peterson of Minnesota, who will chair the House Ag Committee next year, says that if the bill does not pass, he wants to organize his committee quickly in January, then bring up the farm bill in short order. Leadership of Mexico and Canada confirming those two nations will sign the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement Friday that replaces the North American Free Trade Agreement. Canada's Justin Trudeau and the outgoing Mexican president will sign the pact on the Mexican official's last day in office at the G20 summit, where President Trump is also expected to talk trade with China. The confirmation comes as there is no steel and aluminum tariff resolution for Mexico and Canada, once thought to be contingent by the two nations. Canada's Finance Minister Bill Morneau last week said Canada was not going to make one set of negotiations contingent on another. Mexico and Canada both had previously threatened to hold off signing the USMCA until President Trump removed those tariffs. Reliable and relevant, AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. The slide in the wheat markets continued on a Tuesday. Unfortunately, Kansas City wheat finished the day down 6 at 458.5. March KC wheat down 6.25 at 483.5. Just couldn't seem to get anything positive going for Kansas City wheat. The other two wheat markets were down as well. So not a good day Tuesday for wheat. December corn finished up a half a cent at 356.5. March was up a half at 368.5. Pretty much where the good news ended, though. Everything else was in the red. Soybeans, on the other hand, had a heyday, taking back some of the losses of Monday. January beans up 13.25, 875.5. March beans up 13 at 889.25. Double-digit gains in each of the later months. December soy meal, $1.90 higher at $304.90. January was up $2 at $307.10. December soy oil
20 points higher at 27.16. January bean oil was up 20 points at 27.39. So a good day in the soy complex, and corn finished in the green. Kansas City wheat continues to slide. Now we saw some choppy two-sided trade for cattle. December live cattle down 22 at the close at 116.70. February down a nickel at 120.60. Later months were all in the red. January feeders down 72, 148.42. March feeders down 15 at 146 even. Each of the later months was lower in feeder cattle as well. Hogs finished mixed. December hogs at 57.87. That's up 47, while February hogs down 50 at 65.05. So I can't really call that much of a win for hogs with the early contract being up, but everything else being mostly lower. And cotton had a tough day. December cotton down 63 at the close at 76.77. The later months were all lower as well. Mixed, mostly lower numbers in the futures markets on Tuesday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, $2,000 full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Let's talk about apples after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Earlier this week, we heard Jim Baer, that's spelled B-A-I-R, the president and CEO of the U.S. Apple Association, tell us that about a third of the U.S. crop is exported each year. Not this year, because of the trade tariffs. Apples are in the same boat as any other U.S. agricultural commodity. But let's take a little time to learn more about the U.S. apple industry. As you probably would have guessed, Washington is the top producer. You might be surprised at number two and three.
Well, Washington State dominates. Washington State grows about 60% of the apples in the United States, followed by New York State and Michigan. And like much of agriculture, our efficiency is really improving over the years. We have fewer acres, but far more production. So on an efficiency basis, we're matching our brothers and sisters in the row crops that you might be more familiar with, and our efficiency gains have been tremendous.
One of the great results of apple genetics is that we have more varieties of apples in the stores now than we've ever had. If you are of a certain age, as I am, you probably remember that the choice was generally one, Red Delicious. What's happened to the Red Delicious apple?
For the first time in over half a century, the Red Delicious is no longer the most widely grown apple in the United States. It was first discovered growing wild in a farmer's field near Winterset, Iowa. And it was the apple that changed the world at that time, that iconic red color and that shape that we recognize. But we just announced in August at our annual meeting that the Gala apple has replaced the Red Delicious as the most widely grown apple in the United States. The Red Delicious isn't going away. It's slowly declining, but it will always be an important apple for the export market because it travels well, and it's actually very much desired in export markets, particularly in Asia, where if I came to visit you at the holidays, I would bring you the beautiful Washington Red Delicious apple as a sign of friendship and good health. So that's an important apple for export, but it's no longer the most important apple for domestic consumption.
Jim Baer, the president and CEO of the U.S. Apple Association, which represents the nation's 7,500 apple growers, close to 40 state and regional apple associations, and hundreds of apple-related companies. Back after this.
Do you have a weak or leaking hydrostat? Herz Machine Hydrostatics in Washington is the place to go. They specialize in hydrostatic transmissions and just about any hydraulic pump or motor from tractors, forage harvesters, combines, sprayers, swathers, cement trucks, feed mixers, and skid steers. Herz is nationally known, an industry leader in their field, and they ship their dyno-tested remands from coast to coast. Find out why farmers across North America trust Herz Machine Hydrostatics. See them on Facebook or go to herzhydro.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's Ladies Night at Landmark Implement Monday from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a night to shop for all the John Deere fans on your Christmas list and enjoy snacks and refreshments. Get discounts on John Deere toys, games, and clothing. Just head west to Marysville a few miles on Highway 36 to get to Ladies Night on Monday or visit them online at landmarkimp.com.
729 from KNDY. 22 degrees in Marysville this morning. No weather-related postponements or cancellations. Warming at least past the freezing mark today. Some sunshine. Highs warm into the 30s.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. KWCH-TV reporting this morning that in a Monday conversation with Wildcat Insider, Kansas State University Athletic Director Gene Taylor says he expects to sit down with Wildcat head football coach Bill Snyder this week to discuss Snyder's future with the program he's credited for building from the ground up. The disappointing end to the 2018 season comes with speculation that the November 24th loss at Iowa State could be Coach Bill Snyder's last game on the Wildcat sideline. Further speculation says that that decision could come as soon as today. Former Jayhawks head coach David Beatty about to make his consulting debut with another team. Texas head coach Tom Herman confirmed that Beatty will be in attendance and serve in an official consulting role in Saturday's Big 12 matchup against the Oklahoma Sooners. Mid-America Network Sports.
The following alert is from the AARP Fraud Watch Network.
Attention listeners, have you received your new Medicare card yet? Medicare is sending out new and safer cards that no longer have your Social Security number on them. But beware of callers claiming to be from Medicare who say you need to pay for your card. You need to verify your Social Security number or you have a balance on your old card and they need your banking information to transfer it to you. These are all scams. All you need to do is wait for your free card to come in the mail. To learn how to protect yourself from frauds and scams, visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Georgia has replaced Michigan among the top four teams in the latest college football playoff rankings. The Bulldogs grabbed the final semifinal slot with a victory over Georgia Tech and the Wolverines' blowout loss to Ohio State. Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame remain the top three teams. Oklahoma is fifth, and the Buckeyes moved up to sixth with one more ranking to go. The Kansas City Royals have claimed Connor Green off waivers from the St. Louis Cardinals and designated fellow right-hander Birch Smith for assignment. The 23-year-old Green spent last season at AA Springfield and AAA Memphis, going 4-5 with a 4.09 ERA in 40 appearances. He also made 9 relief appearances for Surprise in the Arizona Fall League, where the Royals got a close look at him. Smith was acquired during last year's winter meeting draft. He went 1-6 with a 6.92 ERA in 38 games for Kansas City, making 6 starts in spot duty last season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tip off the high school basketball season with KNDY Live Thursday and Friday nights. Marysville hosting Axta Live Thursday. Simulcast on KNDY FM 95.5. KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. Friday night, Marysville travels to Sabetha. Bulldog coverage live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. All of our high school games streaming live on our website and our mobile app as well.
For pets who like to nibble on houseplants, the holidays can be especially dangerous. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 28th, the 332nd day of the year. Bandleader Paul Schaefer shares a birthday with comedian Jon Stewart. There's a commonly repeated myth that poinsettia plants are toxic to dogs and cats. Our fact checker says that is mostly false. Poinsettias may cause a mild rash or upset tummy if ingested, but they're otherwise harmless. Some holiday plants, though, are more dangerous. Mistletoe can cause severe intestinal distress, so keep it well out of reach of animals. Lilies can be quite toxic also, especially for cats. Holly, amaryllis, or daffodils can also cause a number of symptoms in pets. If pets experience tummy troubles or a loss of energy or appetite this holiday season, make sure they're not nibbling on your seasonal plants. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Sometimes I think that love is somewhere, living on an island all alone. I can see it in the darkness, I can feel it in the distance, and then it's gone. And then I know that it is time for me to go and find my favorite girl. 'Cause when I look into her eyes, I see all the love there is in all the world. And it always will be. And it always will be. And it always will be.